For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.
And I'm Tristan Ottone.
They creep, they crawl, they skitter across the floor, and when you least expect it, they'll suck your blood.
It's not the blob or Nosferatu. We're talking about the common bedbug. And here in Albuquerque, officials are beginning to warn residents about the blood-sucking parasites and trying to educate New Mexicans on how a bedbug operates.
First off, you should know it's not exactly a bed bug pandemic sweeping New Mexico, so don't worry too much. But you should be aware that bed bugs are sort of gross.
Unless, of course, you study them like Larry Pletcha of Biotech New Mexico.
As an entomologist, I love bugs, so I don't see the gross factor of this. I just enjoy bugs. What can I say? You know, everyone's wired differently.
We, too, decided we'd try to find the beauty in the beast.
According to Pletcha, New Mexico isn't exactly the big bedbug mecca of the world. He actually called the state the sleepy backwater of the bedbug pandemic.
But New Mexico does have its very own bedbug species.
That would be the Mexican chicken bug, one of many bloodthirsty species found throughout the world.
There are barn swallow bugs, bat bugs, there's a tropical bed bug, Simex lectularius is the common bed bug. Any of them will be glad to eat any person's blood.
Pletcha says when it comes to cities with bad bed bug problems, we're talking New York, San Francisco, Chicago, cities that have a big appeal for tourists.
And there's a particular reason for this. Bedbugs have these gnarly claws that grab onto things like backpacks, nylon purses, and soft side luggage.
So the luggage you took to Disney World or wherever, that cloth rolly bag that goes everywhere with you, serves as an excellent first-class ticket for a bedbug looking to feast its way through the world one bloody bite at a time.
Exactly. It's the people that were at the higher end of the socioeconomic spectrum that traveled the world, went to exotic places, took their soft side luggage, which brought the bedbugs back, and it's filtering down to us normal people. Now, it's the Thurston Howells and all those people that cause this problem, and what can I say? It's here to stay.
Just in case you haven't seen an episode of Gilligan's Island in a while, Thurston Howell was the millionaire on the island.
One of the most interesting things about the creatures is this.
About 80% of the people that are bitten probably don't know they've been bitten by a bedbug.
Paul Smith is Albuquerque's urban biology manager with the Department of Environmental Health, and he was able to cast a little light on this oddity.
They feed exclusively on blood. While you're sleeping, they sneak onto you. They use an anesthetic in their saliva so that you don't feel it, you don't wake up, and you don't know that it's happened until you have the irritation the next morning.
Okay, say I go to Waikiki with my softshell luggage. Unbeknownst to me, I arrive back in Albuquerque with a few new blood-sucking roommates. Won't they just eventually die off?
Well, according to Pletcha, bedbugs are prolific maters.
Bedbugs, they exude pheromones that cause them to want to congregate with one another. Female bedbugs have no vaginal opening, so they practice what's known as traumatic insemination, and the male has to pierce the abdomen of the female. So after mating a couple of times, females say, hey, enough of this, I'm out of here. And then they'll move away from the males and start a new little subgroup. And as they get worse and worse, because they breed rather prodigiously, you'll see the infestation expanding throughout a house or an apartment.
But if you're in the 80% of folks that don't even know they've been bit, then how do you know you have them?
Well, apparently you have to inspect every nook and cranny around your bed, because once a bed bug gets into your home, it will try to keep close to you.
They are the ultimate opportunists. There is no socioeconomic differentiation. They will attack anyone equally. It's opportunity. If you give them the opportunity to come into your house, they will gladly take your invitation.
To inspect, you peel back your sheets or peer into your pillowcase.
Paul Smith says initially what you're looking for is either exoskeletons they shed that look like husks from popcorn kernels, or
on your sheets or on your bedding, you can look for little black spots that would be indicative of their fecal material, so what they're depositing after they've taken a meal and they've digested that.
And once you've got them in your house, it's hard to get rid of them.
According to the experts, the most surefire route is to hire a professional and exterminate everything.
Or be prepared to chuck your furniture, bedding, clothes, luggage, and find another place to live.
And if there's a serious infestation, say in your apartment building or you know the hotel you picked them up from, you can call a lawyer.
Rich Valle is with the Carter Law Firm here in Albuquerque.
We have a niche practice in representing people who've been bitten by bed bugs in a variety of circumstances.
Valle's been in the bed bug lawsuit business for about 3 years.
His first bed bug case came out of a Days Inn in Farmington. And since that time, he's dealt with a number of lawsuits, sometimes against apartment complexes, but mostly against hotels.
You find them in 4-star hotels, you find them in no-star hotels. I've got a case against the Comfort Inn out of Hobbs that is currently pending. We also had one against the University Lodge that had several people that were bitten pretty badly.
Valle says one of the most common things he sees hotels do when a guest complains about bed bugs is offer them a discount.
Take $25 off your hotel bill, something along those lines.
But to really take care of a bed bug problem in a hotel, Valle says not only do you have to take the room with bed bugs out of the rental pool, you also have to take
the room across from them out of the rental pool, the room above it, below it, to the left and to the right, for about 3 days. So if they really want to deal with the problem, they're losing the income from 15 rooms. Most hotels, you know, they'd rather do the $25 discount. They'd rather just apologize, seem very sincere, until the catastrophe happens that someone is bitten 200 times or 300 times. You would not enjoy looking at the pictures that I have from clients that have been bitten.
Besides a plethora of bites, perhaps the largest side effect of a bed bug bite is shame.
That's a huge component, and it's interesting that almost every client that has ever had bed bug bites has very similar claims of shame. They feel like they can't even sleep in their bed. I mean, several of them have said things like, how do I sleep in the bed with my wife? I feel dirty doing that. They sleep on the sofa, they sleep on the floor, they sleep somewhere else for 3 days to a week. Unfortunately, it's very, very common.
Valle told us that in some cases, people have even died.
People have died from bed bugs, and it's not what you expect. People become so paranoid about dealing with them, they buy bug bombs. And so there are some instances where people have put 5, 6, 7 bug bombs in a house and set them off without turning off the pilot light. And so when those gases make their way to the pilot light of the heater, it causes an explosion. That's killed 1 or 2 people. So it is remotely possible to die from a bed bug.
In all seriousness, please don't go that route. If you think you've been bugged, call the Environmental Health Department. You might even get Paul Smith on the line.
Be aware that bed bugs are out there. They are present in Albuquerque.
For KUNM News, I'm Tristan Ottone.
And I'm Rita Daniels.
Nature has a way of really touching you inside. It's a lesson everyone must learn. It ain't no use to try to run away or try to hide. Everyone must finally take a turn. You may be a person who believes it is your right to be free and independent to the core. But once you learn the ways of these exotic parasites, you'll see that independence is a bore. As a parasite.